Greetings, rock aficionados from around the globe. Welcome back to the electrifying quiz podcast, The 20 Questions. We're thrilled to present our fourth episode in this music edition. And this time, we're turning up the volume to 11 and diving deep into the legendary world of rock music. Get ready to test your rock knowledge, challenge your memory, and immerse yourself in the rhythm of this extraordinary quiz. This is the Rock Music Edition, where we'll take you on an epic journey through the iconic tunes, legendary bands, and unforgettable anthems that have defined generations. From the soul-stirring ballads to the electrifying guitar riffs, every question will transport you to the heart of rock and roll. Here's how the game unfolds. You have 20 rock music-related questions ahead of you, and as you progress, the challenge will crescendo. From classic rock to modern hits, every question will push the boundaries of your rock expertise. Now, to give you a fair chance, each question will be read twice, allowing you to feel the rhythm before the timer starts ticking. But remember, you only have a brief 10 seconds to provide the correct answer. One wrong response, and it's game over. And the idea is to better your score each time you play. So what question will you get to this time, or are you good enough to defeat all 20 questions in a row? So turn up the speakers, embrace the beat, and get ready to rock your way through these 20 questions. So are you up for the challenge? Can you conquer all 20 questions in this special rock music edition? The pursuit of musical greatness awaits you. So best of luck on your journey to defeat 20 questions rock music. Let the rock and roll quiz adventure begin. So then here we go. Your first question of 20 on this rock edition of 20 questions is this. We start easy and they do get harder as we go along. Bat Out of Hell is a famous song from which legendary rock singer? Bat Out of Hell is a famous song from which legendary rock singer?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Bat Out of Hell is a famous song from the legendary rock singer Meatloaf. The song is the title track from his debut album, released in 1977. It became one of Meatloaf's most iconic and enduring songs. Question number two is this. Born in the USA is a famous album by which classic rock artist? Born in the USA is a famous album by which classic rock artist?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Born in the USA is a famous album by the classic rock artist Bruce Springsteen. The album was released in 1984 and features the hit title track along with several other notable songs. It became one of Springsteen's most successful and critically acclaimed albums. Your third question on this rock edition of 20 questions is this. Brian May played guitar in which band? Brian May played guitar in which band?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Brian May is best known as the lead guitarist for the legendary rock band Queen. He is renowned for his distinctive guitar playing and contributed significantly to Queen's sound and success. Question four. In which country were AC/DC formed? In which country were AC/DC formed?
Five, four, three, two, one.
AC/DC was formed in Australia. The band originated in Sydney, Australia, and was founded by brothers Malcolm and Angus Young in 1973. AC/DC is one of the most iconic and influential rock bands in history. Four down, 16 to go. We will soon be getting more and more harder, trust me. We continue with question five. Who was the lead vocalist in the band Led Zeppelin? Who was the lead vocalist in the band Led Zeppelin?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The lead vocalist of the band Led Zeppelin was Robert Plant. He is widely recognized for his powerful and distinctive voice, which played a significant role in defining Led Zeppelin's sound and contributing to their immense success in the rock music world. Question six is this. Which classic rock band is known for their hit song, Don't Stop Believin'? Which classic rock band is known for their hit song, Don't Stop Believin'?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The classic rock band known for their hit song, Don't Stop Believin', is Journey. The song, released in 1981, became one of Journey's most iconic and enduring tracks, and it remains a popular anthem in the rock music genre. Question 7. John Cale and Lou Reed were founding members of which legendary New York rock band? John Cale and Lou Reed were founding members of which legendary New York rock band?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
John Cale and Lou Reed were founding members of the legendary New York rock band, The Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground is known for their experimental and influential music that had a profound impact on the development of various rock genres. We move on to question 8. Can you tell me, please, what nationality were the 80s rock group Europe? What nationality were the 80s rock group Europe?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The 80s rock group Europe is of Swedish nationality. The band is known for their hit song The Final Countdown, which became a massive success during that era. We move on to question 9. The Number of the Beast is a landmark album by which British heavy metal band? The Number of the Beast is a landmark album by which British heavy metal band?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Number of the Beast is a landmark album by the British heavy metal band Iron Maiden. Released in 1982, the album is considered one of the most influential and iconic albums in the heavy metal genre. Approaching the halfway mark on this rock edition of 20 Questions. Question 10 is this. Which band entitled their debut album Too Fast for Love? Which band entitled their debut album Too Fast for Love?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The band that entitled their debut album Too Fast for Love is Motley Crue. This album was released in 1981 and marked the beginning of Motley Crue's successful career in the glam metal and hard rock scene. Question 11. The song Layla was originally released by which band, featuring a collaboration between Eric Clapton and Dwayne Allman? The song Layla was originally released by which band, featuring a collaboration between Eric Clapton and Dwayne Allman?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The song Layla was originally released by the band Derek and the Dominoes. It features a collaboration between Eric Clapton and Dwayne Allman, and it has become one of the most iconic and enduring rock songs of all time. Question 12. Which heavy metal group took their name from a Bob Dylan track, The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Who? Which heavy metal group took their name from a Bob Dylan track, The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Who?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The heavy metal group that took their name from a Bob Dylan track, The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. The band chose their name inspiring by this song from Bob Dylan's album, John Wesley Harding. 8 questions left. on this rock music edition of 20 Questions. We continue with question 13, lyrics. From which song are the lyrics, "I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head to my feet"? From which song are the lyrics, "I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head to my feet"?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The lyrics, "I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head to my feet," are from the song "Pour Some Sugar on Me" by the rock band Def Leppard. The song is featured on their album Hysteria, released in 1987. Question 14. How old was Jim Morrison when he died? Question 14 again. How old was Jim Morrison when he died?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
On July the 3rd, 1971, Jim Morrison was found dead in his bath at the age of 27. The same age as several other rock stars in the 27 Club, including Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Kurt Cobain. After Cobain's death, his mother told the Daily World, "Now he's gone and joined that stupid club. I told him not to join that stupid club." Six questions left. What was the name of the red car that featured on the cover of the ZZ Top album of the same name? What was the name of the red car that featured on the cover of the ZZ Top album of the same name?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The red car featured on the cover of the ZZ Top album Eliminator was the 1933 Ford Coupe hot rod named the Eliminator. The album, released in 1983, became one of ZZ Top's most successful and iconic records. The car itself became synonymous with the band's image during that era. Just five questions remain on this rock edition of 20 Questions. How are you getting on right now? Have you got 15 right in a row? Just five correct answers are all that remains, and you could say you've defeated 20 Questions. Now we do get difficult though. Here's question 16. Which Pink Floyd recording became the first rock album to be played in space? Which Pink Floyd recording became the first rock album to be played in space?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In 1989, Russian cosmonauts took a Pink Floyd album with them to the Mir space station. Sadly, it wasn't The Dark Side of the Moon. It was their 1988 live album, Delicate Sound of Thunder, which was the only one of their albums that was officially released in Russia. Question 17. Think quickly on this one. What was the sailor's name in the song Piano Man by Billy Joel? What was the sailor's name in the song Piano Man by Billy Joel?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How quickly did you sing that song in your head? In 10 seconds. These are the lyrics you needed to get to, and you would have got the question right. Now, Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Davy is the right answer for question 17. Three to go. Thick as a Brick is a progressive rock album by which band? Thick as a Brick is a progressive rock album by which band?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thick as a Brick is a progressive rock album by the British band Jethro Tull. Released in 1972, the album is known for its concept and intricate musical compositions, making it one of Jethro Tull's most acclaimed and iconic works. Two to go. Two questions left. Question 19 of 20. I'm so happy, because today I found my friends that in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, because so are you. It's from which song? I'm so happy, because today I found my friends that in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, because so are you. It's from which song?
Five, four, three, two, one.
I'm so happy, because today I found my friends, they're in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, because so are you. They are lyrics from the song Lithium by the American rock band Nirvana. This song is featured on their iconic album Nevermind, released in 1991. The final question on this rock edition of 20 questions, from one iconic American rock band to another, Guns N' Roses. The question is this: what is the name of the last single by Guns N' Roses to chart in the UK top 40? What is the name of the last single by Guns N' Roses to chart in the UK top 40?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The last single by Guns N' Roses to chart in the UK's top 40 is Chinese Democracy. It was released in 2008 as the title track from their sixth studio album, Chinese Democracy. The song reached number 27 on the UK singles chart. And that concludes 20 questions. How did you do? Are you in Paradise City right now? Or are you as glum as November rain? Let me know on Twitter, at 20 Questions Quiz, to join the conversation. Or send me an email, why not? 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. Love to hear from you wherever you may be listening in the world. Just to remind you as well that we have other quizzes that you can enjoy throughout the week. The original 20 Questions General Knowledge Podcast Quiz is on Thursdays. New episodes released on every Thursday. And for all you sports nuts, Saturdays for the sports quiz that I know a lot of you love. So that concludes our rock edition of 20 Questions. I hope you enjoyed this challenge. Till next time, from me, Johnny Bryan, thank you so much for your company. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.